Now these are the names of the tribes: from the north end, beside the way of Hethlon, to the entrance of Hamath, Hazar Enon, at the border of Damascus, northward beside Hamath, and they shall have their sides east and west and one portion. By the border of Dan from the east side to the west side, Asher one portion. By the border of Asher from the east side even to the west side, Naphtali one portion. By the border of Naphtali from the east side to the west side, Manasseh one portion. By the border of Manasseh from the east side to the west side, Ephraim one portion. By the border of Ephraim from the east side even to the west side, Reuben one portion. By the border of Reuben from the east side to the west side, Judah one portion. By the border of Judah from the east side to the west side shall be the offering which you shall offer, 25,000 reeds in width and in length as one of the portions, from the east side to the west side, and the sanctuary shall be in the middle of it. The offering that you shall offer to Yahuwah shall be 25,000 reeds in length and 10,000 in width. For these, even for the priests, shall be the set-apart offering, toward the north, 25,000 in length, and toward the west, 10,000 in width, and toward the east, 10,000 in width, and toward the south, 25,000 in length, and the sanctuary of Yahuwah shall be in the middle of it. Debt shall be for the priests who are sanctified of the sons of Zadok, who have kept my instruction, who didn't go astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. It shall be to them an offering from the offering of the land, a most set apart thing, by the border of the Levites. Alongside the border of the priests, the Levites shall have 25,000 cubits in length and 10,000 in width. All the length shall be 25,000, and the width 10,000. They shall sell none of it, nor exchange it, nor shall the first fruits of the land be alienated, for it is set apart to Yahweh. The 5,000 cubits that are left in the width, in front of the 25,000, shall be for common use, for the city, for dwelling, and for pasture lands. And the city shall be in the middle of it. Da shall be its measurements: the north side 4,500, and the south side 4,500, and on the east side 4,500, and the west side 4,500. The city shall have pasture lands: toward the north 250, and toward the south 250, and toward the east 250, and toward the west 250. The remainder of the length, alongside the set-apart offering, shall be 10,000 eastward and 10,000 westward, and it shall be alongside the set-apart offering. Its increase shall be for food to those who labor in the city. Those who labor in the city, out of all the tribes of Israel, shall cultivate it. All the offering shall be a square of 25,000 by 25,000. You shall offer it as a set-apart offering with the possession of the city. The remainder shall be for the prince. On the one side and on the other of the set-apart offering and of the possession of the city, in front of the 25,000 of the offering toward the east border, and westward in front of the 25,000 toward the west border, alongside the portions, it shall be for the prince. The set-apart offering in the sanctuary of the house shall be in the middle of it. Moreover, from the possession of the Levites, and from the possession of the city, being in the middle of that which is the prince's, between the border of Judah and the border of Benjamin, shall be for the prince. As for the rest of the tribes, from the east side to the west side, Benjamin, one portion. By the border of Benjamin, from the east side to the west side, Simeon, one portion. By the border of Simeon, from the east side to the west side, Issachar, one portion. By the border of Issachar, from the east side to the west side, Zebulun, one portion. By the border of Zebulun, from the east side to the west side, Gad, one portion. By the border of Gad, at the south side southward, the border shall be even from Tamar to the waters of Meribath Kadesh, to the brook, to the great sea. This is the land which you shall divide by lot to the tribes of Israel for inheritance, and these are their several portions, says Master Yahuwah. These are the exits of the city: on the north side 4,500 reeds by measure. And the gates of the city shall be named after the tribes of Israel: three gates northward, the gate of Reuben one, the gate of Judah one, the gate of Levi one. At the east side 4,500 reeds and three gates, even the gate of Joseph one, the gate of Benjamin one, the gate of Dan one. At the south side 4,500 reeds by measure and three gates, the gate of Simeon one, the gate of Issachar one, the gate of Zebulun one. At the west side 4,500 reeds with their three gates, the gate of Gad one, the gate of Asher one, the gate of Naphtali one. It shall be 18,000 reeds in circumference, and the name of the city from that day shall be Yahuwah is there.